So from a patient education perspective, I just wanted to circle back and talk about another issue that actually is part of this man's history, so maybe we can reflect on that, which is EGFR antibodies, and he receives cetuximab, and you mentioned a little bit about the fact that he had a problem with his skin that certainly a lot of patients have and use the so-called STEP protocol. So can you talk a little bit about your own experience with EGFR antibody dermatologic toxicity and different ways to prevent and treat it?
Sure. It's interesting. This has really evolved since EGF antibody drugs were first approved. When we first gave the drug cetuximab, we would tell patients, this is before we knew about KRAS, we would say, oh, we want to see the rash. The bigger, the better the rash, that means the more you're responding to the drug. So patients would really suffer with these horrific rashes that would bleed and cause a lot of pain and swelling and redness and can be quite disfiguring. But since then, we've evolved, thankfully, and now we have this wonderful skin protocol that's really used in more of a prophylactic sense. And I have seen remarkably different outcomes when patients utilize this protocol. So I am a very big proponent of it. And really what it is you put 1% hydrocortisone cream on the places that the rash most often occurs, which is really on your face, your chest, your back, on your arms. And then you use doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day, religious use of sunscreen, and a topical lotion that is, free of any fragrance and would be hypoallergenic. That regimen happens twice a day. So the application of all those creams and the antibiotic every day, as long as you're on the EGFR inhibiting drug. And really, it doesn't prevent the rash from happening, but it significantly decreases the rash and the underlying disfiguring component of it, as well as the discomfort to the patient. So I think it's an excellent strategy that I hope everybody really utilizes.
I've heard people talk about the potential social stigmatization of this type of rash in patients who have uncontrolled problems with the rash, feeling socially isolated. Is that something you've ever observed yourself?
Absolutely. And in particular, that was really with patients that inconsistently used this STEP protocol or before when we didn't use it at all. But, I've had patients, I always tell people, the rash is not like a quote rash. It's like acne that teenagers get. Florid macular papular lesions on your face, exactly where you don't want it to be. So you can imagine the alteration in your self perception is significant, in particular for women, but I would say the same for men. And patients wake up and they look in the mirror and they think, psychologically I'm dealing with this cancer and it's, so difficult to come to terms with. And then I look in the mirror and I don't even look like myself. I have no hair and then my skin is all erupted. And, it's awful. And some patients, their face bleeds and they'll wake up and there'll be blood all over their pillow. And that in and of itself is just a terrible thing for people to have to go through.
Any other side effects or problems that you see with EGFR antibodies?
Really the rash, there is a possibility of an allergic reaction. Fortunately, in our community, it's very uncommon, but our chemotherapy nurses are incredibly vigilant about watching people, particularly when they're first getting the drug, about an allergic reaction. We try to pre-medicate for that. But fortunately, if it does happen, people can use an alternative EGF inhibiting drug, such as panitumumab, which would provide similar benefit with a significantly diminished chance for allergic reaction. But the reaction can be significant, severe.